Well. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? It's the Morning Disaster Show. I am Ray Lytle, and it's fantastic to be here on this Monday morning. How's everybody doing? I hope you're fine, you're happy, you're blah, 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 blah. I am here. No Nikki today. Nikki has a doctor's appointment that she had to be at. She sent me a message saying, hey, I have a doctor's appointment at 10 a.m., so there's no way around it, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, she is heading to the doctor. And no, before you even ask, I don't even know what kind of doctor it is. No, a bunch of dirty minds out there thinking she's going to the vagina doctor or something. I don't know if it is the vagina doctor or the rectum doctor. I don't know what it is. So I know that your assumptions are all over the place. I'm sure it's nowhere near as bad as you think it is. I think it's probably the migraine doctor, to be honest, because Nikki's been suffering from them. Anyway, I am Ray Lytle. I'm here. Hey, we're back on iTunes. Jesus. You know, ever since we switched the webpage, we had a problem with iTunes. And it finally got switched over this weekend. We put in the request to switch it to the new RSS feed. I know most of you don't know what I'm talking about, but we put in the thing to switch it, a month ago. Not a month, but a good 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And it finally switched over this weekend, so welcome back to those of you who have had no idea what's going on with the show. We are here, and the morning disaster continues. So it is good to be back on. It is good to be back on. On iTunes. So listen, that's the top news, I guess. Other news, let's see. God, there was a boring ass. What a boring Golden Globes last night. I mean, I got to tell you, the Golden Globes, when Ricky Gervais was hosting, when Amy Poehler and Tina Fey hosted, it was so good in the last few years. And then last night, it was just boring. I mean, I don't know what they paid Jimmy Fallon to host that show, or if he, I don't know how that works. But good Lord, he's got to give some money back, however that went down. Because that was so boring last night. I mean, good Lord. It was a miserable show. I don't know. The host has got to do something. Tell some jokes. Do something. And there wasn't a lot of that going on last night. I noticed, I mean, it just seemed boring. And by the way, he wasn't even there. It's like you're watching the show and you don't even see Jimmy Fallon. And I know he was hosting, but there would be huge stretches he wasn't even on the show. And then he'd come out and he sang a song about Eddie Redmayne. And then that was it. And I was going, what? Why is he hosting the show? There's nothing he's doing. So, yeah, it was a really boring, boring couple of football games and a boring Golden Globes. I was all excited for the weekend going into it. I was like, oh, okay, we got football all weekend long. We got the playoffs. And, by the way, there really wasn't a close game. I mean, seriously. Houston and who they play? Oakland. That was a blowout. Then you had Seattle and Detroit. Oh, my God, that wasn't a game at all. Blowout. Then yesterday's two games, you had the Dolphins and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Good Lord. It's another terrible game. And then we end with the Giants and the Packers, where, once again, it's a terrible game. The NFL is, you know what? There's no surprise the NFL ratings are heading into the dumper. I mean, the NFL used to be so exciting. We used to love to watch the NFL, remember? Oh, we couldn't wait. Could not wait to watch that NFL. Now, even the first round of playoffs is so boring. And the reason is you can't get a good game. Now, I don't know if next week is going to be exciting or not. Let's look at the games. All right, so we're going to end up with the Cowboys and the Packers and Seattle and Atlanta. Is that going to be good games? Do you think it'll be good games? Because I don't know. I tend to think that they could be boring games. I mean, you'd like to think they're going to be close, but I don't really think so. And then in the AFC, we got New England and Houston. Does anyone think New England and Houston is going to be a game? Because it's not. I mean, New England will destroy them. And then you've got the other one. You got Kansas City playing Pittsburgh. So I just, you know, if you're hoping for something good to come, I just don't think you're going to get it this weekend either. So you got that, and then you got those two winners will meet, and then eventually Super Bowl and blah, blah, blah. So it's, in other words, you're going to have some boring TV. I mean, I'd like to think not. I'm still going to try to watch them, but I couldn't even watch like the full games. It's like you start to watch it, and then it's you turn away. Because they're just not entertaining, and they don't hold your attention. You end up going, oh my God, this is gonna get ugly. It's like Pittsburgh. I started watching that game yesterday, and I was like, all right, here we go. Gonna watch this Pittsburgh versus Miami. I don't care about either team, but I wanted to watch some football. And Pittsburgh scores like three times in like the first 12 minutes. I'm like, are you kidding me? Game's over. I turn it off. Then I'm watching Green Bay and the Giants. It started out pretty good. I'm like, okay, they're going back and forth. The Giants finally got a three. Then they made it a six. And then the floodgates open. And the friggin' Panthers or the Packers just score. Score, 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 score. It was like 30-something to six. And this is terrible. And then the Golden Globes. They start with, it started okay with a Jimmy Fallon hosted. He's singing some song from, by the way, you know, he starts singing a song from La La Land. Unless you saw freaking La La Land, you didn't know what the hell he was singing about. And the song just wasn't very good. It didn't work really well. And then he comes out, there's no monologue because, for whatever, I guess the teleprompter. I guess his teleprompter was broken or something. Yeah, so it just wasn't much of a show. And then it was a bunch of Hollywood. I mean, listen, Hollywood people are what they are, and I guess when you're going to watch it, you're getting what you expect. To be honest, there wasn't as much political stuff as I thought. Like, people are complaining about this Meryl Streep stuff. Oh, the Meryl Streep. By the way, Meryl Streep didn't say anything. She didn't say anything. She talked about empathy for fellow humans and blah, blah, blah. She bashed Trump for making fun of a handicapped guy. Blah, blah, blah. It's just, what the hell did you expect? I want to ask all the people that are complaining about it, what did you expect? Did you think she wasn't going to say anything? I mean, seriously, are there people out there that really thought that Meryl Streep wasn't going to say something liberal and outrageous? I want to listen. Because I know there are people out there complaining, well, I can't believe that Meryl Streep said it. Really? You can't believe it? Really? You can't believe it? What the hell did you think she was going to say? It's Meryl Streep. There was nobody. I mean, and you people are like, I can't believe they go out there and speak their mind politically. This is outrageous. Okay, what about Ted Nugent and Scott Baio and Tim Tebow? There are people on the other side that speak politically too. And you know what? None of them. Scott Baio, Meryl Streep, Ted Nugent, all these other Hollywood nutjobs. Nobody gives a shit what they're saying. We don't care. We don't stop focusing on it. Come on. You got to admit. If Meryl Streep went out and said, if she went out and said, you know what? I didn't vote for him, but I think Donald Trump could be a great president. Let's all give him a chance. That would have been news. You know, that would have been news because it would have been something we didn't expect. But I want to know, is anybody out there that was thinking that was going to happen? Is there really anyone out there that's surprised? So stop. You're just trying to get a news story. And most of us just don't care. I didn't give. I mean, come on, Meryl Streep, she's a fine actress, but I didn't give a shit what she said. Big deal. I'm serious. I just want to ask you people, and I don't do a lot of politics on this show. I really don't. I'm not trying to do politics anymore on this show. But I do want to ask one, you people who are complaining about Meryl Streep, I just want to ask a question. And that is, would you be surprised if Ted Nugent won some award and went out and spoke his mind about, you know, society and politics? Would you be surprised at anything he had to say? Then why were you surprised at Meryl Streep? And most importantly, whether it's Ted Nugent, Meryl Streep, anybody, I mean anyone, why the hell do you even care? I see people on Facebook complaining about Meryl Streep, who I'm sure didn't even watch the Golden Globes. By the way, I didn't watch the Golden Globes. I had to tape the Golden Globes and then go back and watch them last night around midnight. I had to fast forward through them because they were ridiculous. I watched the Golden Globes so I could talk about them on this show. And there's very little to talk about. In fact, I'm kind of happy that Meryl Streep gave the speech because then I have something to talk about. Good Lord. What did you expect? All right, what else we got today? Let me get to some of the more stupid stories. Researchers at the University of Leicester in England just finished a study on, get ready for it, zombies. That's right. Zombies. Did they actually use some type of grant to do a study on zombies? Is this something that they did? Do they really waste money to talk about zombies? God. Zombies. They did a study to see how long it would take for zombies to take over the world. All right? This is an actual study that they did. They wanted to see, you know, they did a mathematical equations and the like to see what it would take for zombies to wipe out humanity. University of Leicester in England finished up a study saying that it would take less than 100 days for zombies to kill or infect everyone on the planet Earth and totally wipe out humanity. They estimated that every zombie would have a 90% chance of infecting one person per day or eating their brains. That would make the infection spread twice as fast as the plague did in Europe. And it would drop the population of the Earth from 7.5 billion people to just 181 people in 100 days. If every person has a 10% chance of killing one zombie every day, then we could kill off all the zombies in about 3 years. And the few hundred people who manage to avoid getting infected could begin repopulating the Earth. Although it would take about 27 years before the population would really start recovering again. They actually studied this. This is completely legit. I'm sure you'll hear about this today in different media sources. They actually did a study about zombie apocalypse. Now, can I point out as they're using? I'm sure they're using some type of grant money. I don't know, the University of Leicester in England. I'm sure the people of England gave tax dollars for this. To discover what would happen if something that is impossible to happen happened. There is no proof. There is no knowledge. There is no chance of a zombie apocalypse actually happening. But if it could happen, they have come up with the time frames. And it would drop the population from 7.5 billion to just 181 people in 100 days. I think I'd be one of the first. I really do. Number one, I think my brains are probably tasty. I think I probably got some good tasty brains. Number two, I'm not outrunning anybody. With the way my knees work, I'm not going to outrun a single freaking person. Now, here's the good news. Here's the good news with me and a zombie apocalypse. And ask this question about yourself. If there's a zombie apocalypse, yeah, I'm slow. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to outrun anybody. Yeah, my brains are probably tasty. I think I'm blessed with tasty brain. That's just me. But I'll tell you what, if the zombie apocalypse, well, it's never going to happen. But if there was a zombie apocalypse, here's the good thing. We would board up the house, okay? We would board up the house. We'd try to get as much food or whatever, but we would board up the house and make sure that no one could get in, And I'm fat, so I think I could live longest in that situation. Like my wife and daughter, and everybody, they're fast, they're more mobile than me. So they could probably outrun, if the three of us were walking and the zombies come upon us and we got to run away, I would get eaten, okay? But I got to tell you, if it was a case where we had to board up the home, I would die of starvation last. No, stay with me. There's a lot of weight on me. Like if I was going to die of starvation, I think I could go a long way. I really do. I think it would take me. I mean, I got all this weight, it'd take me some considerable years to, or not years, but it would take me some considerable time to waste away to nothing. So I just want to put that out there. It would take me some time to waste away. in Margaritaville. No, it would take me some time. So I think that I would, if we could just board up the house and wait them out, I think I'd have a chance. I really think I'd have a chance. My problem would be that we'd save a bunch of food, you know? And then the zombie apocalypse would happen. Then I'd be like, oh, like I'd just go to the cupboard and I'm going to grab something. Like, okay, I got to grab something. Because I haven't eaten in a couple days. And then I would like, I'm just going to take one of whatever this processed food is, you know? And I'd be like, oh, that's really good, you know? Like I take one ding dong out of the box and I go, ooh, that's tasty. And then I go back like a few minutes later and go, oh, I'm just going to allow myself one more. You know, like my problem is I would eat all the food. And then next thing you know, I've eaten all the ding dongs and I'm laying on the floor going, oh God, I'm so stuffed. even in the middle of a zombie apocalypse, I could overeat. So the problem, all right. Zombie apocalypse problems would be, number one, I might break into the food, overeat it, and and then my family would come around and go, well, where's all the food? My daughter would be like, Dad, you ate all the food. You ate all the food. Now the zombies are going to get us. Ah! You know, my wife would be angry. Did you eat all of the ding-dongs? Did you eat the only food that we have to survive on for the next year? Or for the next, 100 days? I could make it 100 days, in other words. But I could end up, you know, with my urges to eat and stuff, it could end up being very bad. However, I do have the body size to last, I think, 100 days without eating. So that's an unfortunate thing. Well, unfortunately for my wife and daughter, because I would last, but they would, you know, they would perish. Which, that's a very bad thing. I don't know. I mean, who'd want to live if that happened, right? So, yeah, they did a test on the zombie apocalypse. And the bottom line is it would wipe out humanity pretty easy. However, there is no zombie apocalypse. There's no such thing as a zombie. Zombies don't exist. There are not human beings that die and then turn into brain-eating creatures. There isn't. However, if there was, we know how it would last. Yeah, because the thing with zombies is they don't stop. Like when you stop to take a sleep, the zombies are still, and you know. By the way, there's for those people that are waiting for zombies, there's no zombie. There's nothing that would ever lead to zombies. All right. The human body doesn't work that way. There's no such thing as zombies. The human body doesn't work that way. Freaking zombies. Hey, a 21-year-old woman in Pennsylvania who's wanted on felony charges sent a fake obituary for herself to her local paper last week. See, a 21-year-old woman named Anastasia Klein from Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. Beaver Falls, that's a funny town name. She's been wanted on felony theft charges since September for passing $15,000 worth of bad checks to 8 different banks. Well, on a Wednesday night, the Beaver County Times got an email with an obituary for Anastasia. It said she died unexpectedly the day before and a candlelight vigil was going to be held for her. Now, there were some problems with that, though. The paper only accepts obituaries from the coroner's office or funeral homes, neither of which even knew that this girl had died. 2, when you want to run an obituary, it costs money. There was no payment information included in the obituary. And 3, It obviously came from Anastasia herself, since it was from her own email address that contained her full name. It came from Anastasia Klein at Yahoo. The paper did not run the obituary. Instead, it gave it to the police. So congrats to Anastasia Klein and her fake obituary. Oh, my God. Cops in Pennsylvania tried to pull over a drunk driver, but she drove into a river. This is a great story, all right? This is something. The cops in Newberry Township, Pennsylvania, tried to pull over a woman for drunk driving last week. But she took off. And they eventually cornered her 2011 Subaru Outback against the Susquehanna River. At least they thought they'd cornered her. She gunned it. She gunned it into the river and then began to float away. This is the best part. As she was floating away, she was flipping off the police and drinking her beer. Yeah, F you, man, I'm floating away. She was so excited that she had gotten away, that she was drinking her beer inside the car as she was just floating down the river. Oh, my God. That is so great. Yep. She was drinking beer. She floated away screaming, F you to the police. Eventually, this is good. A fire department eventually managed to tow her back to the shore. And they took her to the hospital to get checked out. Oh, my God. So there you go. Oh, my goodness. Fantastic. All right, everybody, listen and stay tuned. I've got more stupid news coming up. Everybody on Facebook Live, this is just a wee sample of what goes on in the morningdisaster.net every single day. So if you want to hear the show, go to morningdisaster.net. And listen to the rest of the program. Or even better, go to the TuneIn Radio app. The TuneIn Radio app. And you can listen to the show. Just search Morning Disaster Network. Or look at the link I put on Facebook. But you can listen on TuneIn 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at the Morning Disaster page. All right? So it's morningdisaster.net Facebook Live. Come listen to the rest of the show. Everybody listening live, stick around. I've got more stupid news for you now. Let's see what we have. They did a new study. This is interesting. About email. And this is, I think this is because of the popularity of texting and things like that. You know, I really think that's why I really think that's why this study is what it is. OK, here's the study. There's only a 34% chance if you send an email to someone, there's only a 34% chance you'll get a response. And if you make a typo in the subject line, who makes typos in the subject line? If you make a typo in the subject line, your chance of getting a response drops to under 29%. So this means 2 out of 3 emails that you send are not going to be returned. They're just going to the dumper. People literally are just ignoring them or deleting them or something. The worst day to send an email is Monday. It's Monday because, number one, it's when people are most likely to make typos. they're also most likely to have an angry overall tone as to what they write. And you know, if you send an angry email, no one's going to reply back. It's not going to happen. Emails between 50 and 125 words are the most likely to get a response. And emails with the subject lines that are 3 to 4 words are most likely to be opened. So there you go. There's a little email advice for you. You don't want to be, It just sounds like you don't want to be using it. Why? I mean, come on. Are there a lot? I mean, I know that there are offices that use email. Like my wife seems to have a job where she's constantly email. You know, I figure either she's having an affair with some kind of guy who's emailing all the time, or it's work. Because I'm telling you, she's always on the email, constantly checking the email. I mean, I know it's work, and there's a lot of questions and blah, blah, blah. But if you take away those people, if you take away people who have to use email for work, all right, and you go to just normal people, there's nobody. I mean, there's nobody that's, take all the – because the people at work are raising up the numbers. So the amount of people using email in everyday life is next to nobody. And I'll tell you the reason is because we text. We send text messages. So in other words, to get to the real story, email is a shrieking. Text messaging is how we communicate. Let me go to the phones I got. Is this Al?
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
How you doing, Big Al?
Well, you know, when it comes to emailing coworkers, now I don't email too much, but I like to send dick pics to all my coworkers.
And you text those?
Yeah, I send them through text.
I'm telling you, that's the text is how we communicate. Whether it's a hi, how are you, or a good old fashioned dick pic, that's how we communicate.
I mean, sure, I work with a bunch of guys, but I mean. I think they know what I'm saying.
Yeah. You're saying, hey, here's my dick. How y'all doing? That's, there's reasons why.
Well, that's my good morning, it's Monday pick, you know.
Hey, weekend's over. We got to get through the week now. Here's a dick pic.
It's going to be a hairy one.
Hey, let me ask you something. How's your shoulder?
I'm actually back on my own.
Congratulations.
I had a helper for a couple months, so that's kind of why I disappeared.
So I'm just following your Facebook story. You injured your shoulder and you had to have surgery. All right.
Yeah.
And then you still wanted to work. So rather than taking time off of work.
I only took 5 days off.
Yeah, you had a helper and you drove. And for those that don't know, Al is a garbage man. Okay. So you would drive your garbage route and you had a helper. And the helper got all the helper did was they got out of the truck and they picked up the garbage and put it in the truck, right?
Right.
And you drove from house to house. Oh, man,
right.
How do I get a job? I want a job like that.
But I was supposed to keep the helper for 8 weeks.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I fired him the Friday that it was the fourth week after my surgery.
Why did
because you? I was jumping out, and I was dumping 3 cans to his 1.
Oh, it's real. All right, so you're saying that you had a helper, but you were moving so much faster than him, you'd rather get rid of him.
I'm salary, so when I get done with my routes, that's when I get done. I don't have to put in 40 hours.
Right.
So I average 35 to 36 hours per week. I was averaging 37 to 41 hours.
Right. So you're saying that this guy was paid hourly, so they're really, you know, it was to his benefit to be a little slower.
At first. But then I made him salary where that wasn't an issue anymore, because I saw that.
Because you wanted to speed him up.
Yeah, and so I was like, look, you know, here's how long it should take. We're going to pay you, you know, such amount of money for these routes.
Right.
And he kept slowing down and slowing down. And one of the days, it was kind of chilly. It was probably about, 20 degrees or so.
Right.
And I'm sitting there, and we're in a little town. And he kept jumping in the cab every stop. Well, I'd move like 10 feet. And instead of, you know, hanging on the back and riding that 10 feet, and, I mean, he had the ski mask on, everything. There's no way. We could have dropped him off in Alaska and he would have been sweat.
Was it?
But, man, he just kept climbing in the cab, and that was his last day.
Was he on time and stuff in the morning?
Well, yeah, because he didn't have a driver's license, and I'd have to pick him up at his house.
Oh, okay. So you never had to wait or anything.
No, I had to hit that big air horn about 3:30 in this neighborhood a couple times.
So you just fired. You just go, listen, I don't need you around. You're fired.
Right.
How did that affect your company?
Saves us the $300-$400 a week we were paying him for not doing anything.
So now you're just happy to have gotten rid of him.
Yeah, because now, I mean, you know, last week I worked on my own. That was my first week back.
Right.
Tuesday actually was one of my biggest days in 10 years. I actually hauled 10 tons of trash my own with like less than 15 containers. So that means I dumped everything by hand.
So you felt fine. Your shoulder's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a little sore at night, like when I go to lay down. That's about the worst part.
Aren't you afraid of hurting it again? Live and work. And
yeah, because what it was, it's everybody thinks I had rotator cuff surgery, and I didn't. They did do some stuff with my rotator cuff, but what I had was what they call Lambrum. There. It's Lambrum.
Right.
And what it is, it's like the gristle in between your shoulder socket and the shoulder blade.
So they had to go in and tie it back
together. Repair mine, because mine was ripped in half.
Good Lord. So you went through that, and I also saw you quit smoking.
I did quit smoking.
This is during the surgery, or why did you quit smoking?
Well, I was sitting there, and I was talking to the doctor, and he's like, he asked how much I smoked and everything, and I was honest with him, told him how long I'd been smoking, and, you know, because it's going on, I think I started when I was 15.
Good Lord.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'll be 44 this year. That's damn near 30 years of smoking.
So listen, I know it's probably rough to stop, but you've stopped for how long now?
I am, I think Friday is 7 or 8 weeks.
Listen, you've almost licked it. You know, if you can go, if you can go 9 weeks without a cigarette, then you're done. I'm serious. You've surpassed, like, You'll get past the craving stage and everything.
Yeah, I already am.
Oh, congratulations.
And I'm to the point now where I can smell it on people.
That's great.
And it almost makes me sick.
Listen, I pray that sticks for you. I really do, buddy, because I that's really unhealthy. And I also for your health and everything else, it's really good news. But you're going to gain weight.
You know, The health thing was one of them, because the doctor explained that I would heal a lot quicker without all that nicotine, because the nicotine, I guess, affects the nerves.
Huh. Let me ask you, does your wife smoke?
But Do what?
Does your wife smoke?
No, never has.
Oh, then she's going to love this. She'll love
it. Yeah, and I always, like, went outside or in the garage. I never smoked in the house.
Yeah, but it's in your mouth, and it just, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and your clothes, and trust me, she's happy.
But the money.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, the money.
Yeah, you save money now.
Well, see, I, you know, me being in this truck, and I run a lot of country routes, sometimes I'd get in there, I'd light a cigarette, set it in the ashtray, it'd burn up.
Yeah.
So I was up to almost 2 packs a day.
Well, listen, congratulations. I'm so glad that you stopped smoking. Good for you.
Me too, man.
So what?
I feel a lot better.
What else is happening? You got any good stories for us? Al, the garbage man, he hasn't given us any garbage man details in a long time.
Oh, man, and I wanted to call that last week. There's a couple. They're an older couple. They're probably, I want to say, late 50s.
All right.
But I've always thrown, like, man, like 2 months ago, just right when I got this helper, we dumped this toter that was just completely full of used sex toys. I'm serious. I mean, there was so damn many. I was like, oh, my God, it looked like they owned an adult bookstore or something.
Wait a minute. How old is this couple?
It was more than a couple.
Oh, really?
I mean, there was so many boxes. And, I mean, it was, these were, like, fairly new because a lot of them had USB plug-ins.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm asking, like, what is the age of the people who owned them?
I'm saying upper 50s.
All right, upper 50s. There's a couple on your route.
Yep.
And you went to the house just to get the regular garbage. And when you went there, there was an entire garbage can filled with sex toys.
And I don't know. You know the cans you see with the wheels and everything that the garbage trucks pick up?
Yeah, I've seen, sure.
It was one of those.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It wasn't like it was a little 30-gallon can or something like that.
Well, I mean, okay. So when you're looking at the sex toys, let me ask you, is it an attractive couple? Is it a, you know, are they young before their years? Are they older than their years? Are they, you know?
They're country.
All right, they're country. Yeah, but country, you know, country means good things. Like, sometimes country means a woman's really in good shape, you know?
Right, but I think in this instance, they might actually be country and cousins.
Oh. My point is, when you were looking at the sex toys, all right, when you were looking at the sex toys, did you see some to where you, in your head, you were asking the question like, good Lord, how in the hell does anyone fit this in? I mean, was there any of that going on when you looked at the sex toys?
Well, Ray, you know me. You know how I am. So when I see a big double-headed dong, what do you think the first thing I did? I grabbed it and I put it between my legs and start shaking it at the helper.
Well, of course.
Well, yeah, because, you know, that's what most people would do.
Sure.
And so I don't know. The wife or the guy was looking out, and they saw me doing that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So the following Monday, my helper...
You grabbed the double-edged dong. And
yeah.
You held it down near your dick, and you started shaking and going, woo!
Yeah, it was like flopping it in the wind.
Right. Okay, and then the people looked outside the window and saw you with their sex toy.
Yeah.
And it was in the garbage. So
I pick them up every 2 weeks. So the following week, I was on my own.
Right.
And I pull up, and she's standing out there. And she's kind of smiling and laughing, and she's like, hey, and... she goes, we might have some extra naughty toys we might be throwing away. And I'm like, okay. She goes, well, I saw you having fun with the other one. And I'm like, well, and I didn't know what to say. I'm turning 10 shades of red. And she's like, yeah, she goes, you ought to come over and hang out with us some weekend. She goes, we have fun around here.
What?
Yeah. And I said, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that.
Wait, they were offering, they were inviting you to
that Friday
to come enjoy the sex toys.
Well, yeah, she asked if I drank, and I was like, yeah, I drink a little bit. You know, because some people, they ask me that because I got a lot of booze off the route for Christmas this year.
Oh, that's nice.
And they asked me what I drink. And, you know, I was sitting there, and she asked if I drink, and I was like, yeah, I drink a little bit. I said, not too much.
Right.
And she's like, well, you should come out Friday and have a couple drinks with us. And I went home and ran it by the wife, and she said, absolutely not.
So you were considerate.
No, not at all, but I thought it was funny.
But Al, I got to tell you, I mean, people with that many sex toys, they're inhibition free.
Oh, I guarantee, yeah.
I mean, they're willing to go out on a limb and have some. I can tell you, I've never used a sex toy. In my whole life, I mean, I'm an old man. In my entire life, all right, I've been sexually active over 30 years. I have never used a sex toy. Never.
My first wife was kind of into them.
Really?
Yeah, but then now Kim, you know. Like she says, she wants the real thing.
So, no sex toy needed.
No sex toys needed for Kim.
She's like,
which is good. I mean, you know, shit. I don't want to have to. You know, have you fucking bought C batteries lately? They're expensive as hell.
I will say this about sex toys. All right, it does seem like it seems like they would prolong. It could take sex to too long, you know. Like, I love sex. I love sex with my wife, and, you know, but there's a perfect amount of time for the sex, of which, by the way, I always go under. You know, I never, there's never like, oh, we had too much time having sex there. It's always, we don't go long enough. But if you use a sex toy and stuff, it just seems like it's going to prolong the experience.
Right.
And it could get annoying.
Yeah, you know, back in our 20s,
younger, sure.
Go all night.
Yeah.
Now, you know, 15, 20 minutes, I'm ready to see who's on Jimmy Fallon or whatever.
There's a pleasant type of, there's a pleasant workup. I don't get me wrong, I love foreplay and stuff like that. And then the real act and blah, blah, blah. But there is a perfect time to sort of finish and go to sleep.
Right.
As compared to when you're younger, you just want to prolong the experience and go all night, go forever. When you're older, you do start thinking about, oh, shit, I got to wake up early. I got to do this. I got to do that. Like, you can understand that there's reasons why the act, you don't mind if it doesn't go that long.
I think when you get older, you almost look for a time to get it in.
Right. Well, maybe I know with my wife that's the case. Because she's got to work.
If I don't do it, if I don't do anything with Kim before 8 o'clock at night, I am screwed.
Yeah. My wife's the same. My wife's the same way. The only thing is, though, she's the reason that it would be that sometimes it would be late, like. She'll say, okay, I'm going to take a bath, which to me is like, okay, I'm getting in the shower. We're going for it, you know? And I get up and, you know, I go to the bedroom and I wait. And when she goes into the bath, well, I don't want to take a shower before she takes a bath. She won't have it, you know, because I want to make sure she's got enough hot water and all that stuff, right? But then sometimes she'll go into my daughter's room and start talking to her. And she'll get all caught up doing that. And then she's on the phone with the email. And then she's doing it. She doesn't even get in the bed. Like, I know with my wife, I know by 11 o'clock, by 11 o'clock, we have got to be in the bed doing something. Or we've got to have finished doing something. I know once it hits 11:30, it's not going to happen. It won't happen. And she won't even sometimes get in the tub until 11:15. And at that point, it's too late for it. It's just never going to happen. So, you know, you've always got that clock that you're watching.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Now, something happened with me and my wife this weekend. I want to get your take on it.
All right.
Because she thinks I was wrong. I think I'm totally right about it.
Let me hear it, my friend.
Okay, I took her out to dinner Friday night. You know, we had a couple drinks, getting all, you know, she's rubbing my leg under the table, getting all excited. I'm thinking, okay, I'm going home. It's going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is happening. So, you know, she's all lovey-dovey with me and everything. We get home, you know. And she goes, my time of the month is here. So I asked for my money back for the meal. Plus half the tip.
Right.
I mean, I didn't get nothing out of it.
Right.
And she just, I don't know. I don't think I'm wrong, but she's a little upset with me.
I mean,
I didn't take her out to Mickey D's or anything. Let her get a McPick, too. I took her out for a damn steak.
You took her out to a nice place. Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, are you gaining weight? Are you gaining weight since you stopped smoking?
Oh, dude, I went up two pant sizes.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You'll get back to normal, though. You'll feel fine.
Yeah, you know me. I could have gained. I'm skinny anyway, so yeah. I needed to put on a little bit of weight. Yeah,
you got time. You got it.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
And then once his shoulder gets a little better, I'm gonna hit the gym and not get like, you know, all freakishly, but I just want to get my shoulder where it's nice and muscled up, and it's going to be a little harder tear next time.
Look at you. Well, good for you. Good for you, my friend. Oh, my God.
Well, Ray, it was great being on the show.
Yeah.
I would love to call in. Maybe I'll call in Wednesday. I got a few more Garbage Man tales.
I love the Garbage Man tales. You're always welcome, my friend. You know that.
All right, Ray. Have a great rest of the show, and I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Later, Al. Oh, the one and only Al. Al the Garbage Man calling us. Oh, my God, fantastic. He's always, you know, he's always fantastic. I love when Al calls the show. It's very funny. All right, what do we have? It is a Monday. Want to wrap up the show with a good classic, with a Morning Disaster piece of classic material. I want to find a good one. Let me see here. What are we going to do? Let's do... how about we do, what do you think, something with Jimmy? You guys want to hear something with Jimmy? And by the way, the dubbing of Morning Disaster shows are continuing. The dubbing of Morning Disaster shows are continuing, and it's going quite well. So you will start hearing some classic episodes very soon. We'll start doing some weekends dedicated to years and blah, 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 and subjects. There's going to be some really cool things planned. All right. But right now I'm going to end today's show with a Jim the Photographer best of. Today, let's see. Today we're going to go to Jim in Tires.
Is in Tires, Jimmy.
Oh,
sorry, this isn't Jim. This is a Super Game.
Oh.
Able to do
Tall man in a single squat.
Yes, super fighting for truth, justice, and the alternative way. It's Super Game. Hello.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm getting rolled around on tires.
They're rolling you right.
I'm in the tires.
Yeah.
And I'm on the ground. I'm laid out.
Is Shader calling me on the other line?
Yeah.
All right, Shaner.
Yes, sir.
All right, how you doing? Jim is in the tires. All right, stop rolling for a second. Hold on, stop rolling.
Roll me a little more.
He is in the tires. How many tires is he in?
About 12 tires.
About 12 tires. They start where?
They start at the very top of his head.
Yeah.
And they end at his feet.
And he is inside the tires.
All the way.
All right, very nice.
We've got to get him real straight here. And when we've been pushing him, when we've been practicing a little bit while we was waiting.
Yeah.
And he's going in circles.
Okay, so now you're going to attempt to roll him across South Grand, right?
Right.
Oh, what? This is going to be great.
What do you mean roll me across South Grand?
Hey, Shader, I think you should roll him down the hill. All right, come on, you guys. Let's close off South Grand.
Oh, no,
hell, they've
no.
already... MacArthur and South Grand is already closed off. Why not close off South Grand between 9th and 11th? Why not?
Nobody's going to use South Grand anyway.
Yeah.
The sidewalk goes down at a slant.
Yeah.
If we could get him rolling down the parking lot...
Uh-huh.
Down the sidewalk, we have no control.
That'd be perfect.
You know what I mean?
Perfect.
If a train's coming.
Oh, hey, get him on the train tracks.
No.
You got a little cushion, those tires.
If
right.
The tire's sitting in the tire, it's kind of like a grocery cord. If the wind's blowing and it blows out of the parking lot and keeps going, you have no control.
Perfect. All right, I say let's roll him out. Let's see if we can roll him across South Grand without him getting hit.
Oh, no. Oh. I'm not in
the three. Yeah. Come on, Shader. See if we can do it. See if you can roll him without him getting hit.
Okay.
All right. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, that hurts. Oh, my hair is stuck. Oh, it's pinching my hair.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Are you being rolled?
Yeah. Oh. They're trying to twist me around.
What do you mean?
The tires are biting me, right? You know, when
what happened?
I don't know. No! I'm in the trees! No! Oh, man. They are kidding, aren't they? They're really not going to push me out in the street.
I don't know. I think they are.
No.
Shane, are you going to roll them across the street?
Oh, wait, this truck's going to push you.
Well, the truck's going
to
push you.
What?
The truck's
going to
push you.
Oh, Jesus.
No. If we can get a car stopped this way, we got it handled. Okay, we're ready.
Here we go. Let's do it. Let's do it. Do it.
No. Walk off the first lane. We didn't beat the red light.
Where is he?
We had to get him back. The guy got ran over.
Wait a minute. You rolled him out into the street, and then it turned green, so you had to roll him all the way back.
Yeah. Right, we had him halfway across.
Yeah.
But the car that stopped the block traffic for us was in the way, and there was one behind him. He couldn't back up, or we would have had him across.
You guys are going to have to get him across. You got to get him across the street.
We will.
Jimmy, we're going to get you across, buddy.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, we're going to get you, man. We're going to do it.
No. Yeah. Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Has he done a wheel yet?
Hey, somebody. All right. Okay. Get the camera out, too.
Good luck, Jim.
This may be the last picture of me.
All right. They're blocking the traffic over there.
Okay.
Are they blocking traffic for you?
Yeah.
All right, they're blocking traffic. Let's go.
Wait, the light's going to change.
We're going.
Oh, no.
We're going.
Oh, no.
We're coming across the zone.
That was beautiful.
We made it.
Good job, you guys. All right, now, then let's get him across again. Jimmy, what's wrong?
This is not a good idea.
What is wrong?
I'm on the back of Shaner's rollback.
You know that thing that he tows cars with?
Yeah, the rollback is like the giant tow truck thing, right?
Yeah, that you can just put the flatbed down and roll me up on it.
Hey, Shaner?
Yes, sir.
All right, why is he on the back of the rollback?
We've got to get some momentum to go across there. It's dangerous.
What?
We've got to have speed to go across, though. We got him on the rollback, and we'll drop the bed, and we'll be switching out the road.
Oh, I won't go straight.
I am peeing my pants right now.
Ray cares.
Somebody get me a towel. Sean was making bets. Sean, what injuries do you think can happen to Jim?
Well, I'm thinking chip bones, broken elbows, concussion, severe facial lacerations, kidney lacerations.
This is not a good idea. I'm going to get hurt, right?
Ripped Achilles tendon, broken fibula, tibula, hibula.
Nothing major, Cindy.
Jimmy, it's been nice working with you.
Are you ready, Ray?
Yeah.
No. Come on, just over, guys.
Are you ready?
You got me. Okay.
All right.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, they're tipping it. I'm stuck in the middle.
Successfully rolled across South Grand.
Hey, Ray.
Yeah.
We did not even touch him till he got to the fourth lane.
Oh, that's
just
fabulous.
About into the parking lot.
Give yourself a hand. Good job, guys. Good job.
There you go. Jim, a classic Jim bit. Jim inside the tires. Oh, my God. That is just fantastic. All right, listen, I guess that's it for a Monday show. Hopefully Nikki's back tomorrow. Let's keep our fingers crossed that that happens. And I want to thank Al. Garbage Man Al from D-Town for being on the show today and being very funny. I did like the sex. I like the sex toy story. And I want to invite him back anytime as well. And I want to thank everybody who watched on Facebook Live. I want to thank everybody who listened today at morningdisaster.net. And more importantly, check us out on TuneIn Radio, because the TuneIn Radio app is, it seems to be like, that seems to be the choice of what people are using, and I'm all for it. If that's your choice of app, then by God, use it. Use it every day, all right? And I thank you for doing that. I think it's fantastic. I think it is fantastic that you guys are listening to the show on TuneIn Radio. All right? So listen, that's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow at 9 a.m. This has been the Morning Disaster. So long, everybody.